Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Leonid Hashem, Yimoy, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainus, daf Tez Zayin. We left off at the very top of the page where it says, Rechov Teva Visakim Efer Efer Kvura Umoria Simen. That's a simen of the next seven topics that the Gemara is going to say. Torah was originally Torah Shabbal Pes, so sometimes they have simanim in the Gemara. And I am broadcasting to you here from Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. There's no break for the Daf Yomi, so here we go. Says the Gemara, Lama Yotzim L'Rechov. Why would they go out to the street to daven on the fast day? Rabbi Chiba Rabba Omar, Lomar Za'aknu B'tzina, V'lo Ne'enenu. We called out to Hashem in private, and we weren't answered. Nevaza Atzmeinu B'farhesya. We are going to embarrass ourselves by bringing our tefillah out. Reish Lakish Omar, Golinu Goloseinu Mechaper, V'Goloseinu, Goloseinu Mechaperes Aleinu. Because we are exiled from our normal place, may the exile be Kapara. My Benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? Eke Benayu, the Golimi Beiknisha, the Beiknisha. If they left their usual shul, went to a different shul, so according to Reish Lakish, that's good enough. It's still Golos, but it's not outside. It's not Bifar Hesya. The Achronim are medayik from the words of the Magen Avram, even according to Reish Lakish, who says it's good to go to a different shul, nevertheless, it's better to go out to the street because you have to bring the Aron Kodesh out to the street anyway, like it says in the Mishnah. So that's not, another shul is not going to help. There is an Aron Kodesh there. And the Lashon of the Mishnah also sounds like that it's better to go out to the street. The Mishnah never mentions another shul. But it means, Reish Lakish means, if you can't go to another street, so then you can go to another shul. So even Reish Lakish agrees. Other Achronim disagree and hold that Reish Lakish says there's no difference between going to a street or going to another shul. And that's what he means. Further, the Magen Avraham writes that you could also daven in another house, lav dafka in a shul. If you can't go out to the city, let's say it's a place where you just can't daven in the city, so go to another house. So there's still an aspect of a galus. When Reish Lakish is another shul, doesn't mean that it has to daven be to another shul, but since you know it, since people daven there, it's better to go there. But if you need to go to another house, then you could do that as well. Next, back in the Gemara. Why did they bring the Aron Kodesh out to the street of the city? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Lomar, Kli Tzanua Hayolanu, we had this very private vessel, the Aron Kodesh, V'nizbaze Ba'avonenu, and we have embarrassed this Kli with our sins, that we have to remove it out to the street. V'loma Miskasa B'sakim, why do we cover ourselves with sackcloth? Really? The Mishnah didn't mention anything about sackcloth. However, their minag in those times was to wear sack on Tainus during davening. So the Gemara is asking why they had that minog. So say the Ritva, the Ran. And the Meiri writes that from the Mishnah it sounds like they used to cover themselves with sackcloth because the Zakin was darshening. He said, when the Zakin is darshening, he said, oh, by Ninveh, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth. So the implication is they had sackcloth. The reason they wore sackcloth, which is made out of goat hairs, so they were saying we are considered chashuv like a behemoth. The Yerushalmi also says that's the reason they used to blow shofar, that we are like the shofar sounds, we're saying that we're like a behemoth. Why were they saying we're like a behemoth? Meaning that Hashem is not mashkiach on us because of our sins, and we're like hefker, like animals. So that's the idea. Let's continue. Why do we put ashes on top of the teva? On top of the Aron Kodesh, they would put ashes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, klomar, imo anochi b'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our pains. Even the Aron Kodesh, symbolizing Hashem and his Torah, is also in mourning. When we're in mourning, Hashem is also in mourning. Reish Lakish amar, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar. He quotes it from a different pasuk, not a pasuk in Tehillim, but a pasuk in Chayo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in all of our travails. Amar Abizera Meiresh ki have a chazin lul rabbanon diyahavi ever maklal gabi teva mizdazel likuli gufay. When originally, when I saw the rabbis placing the ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, it was so shocking to me that I was shaking. Now the Rambam writes that they would place ashes on the Aron Kodesh and on the Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Kesa Mishnah asks, where did the Rambam get this idea they would place ashes on the Sefer Torah? So the Achronim say, no, he never meant it. He means on the Aron Kodesh that had the Sefer Torah in it. So it's as if he put it on the Sefer Torah. However, the Rif said that the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. Lama nos in the Ifa Makla al Gabe Sefer Torah. That was his gears in the Gemara. Other Achronim write, that was the gears of the Rambam. Mekevus HaMishnah. The Rambam means that they placed ashes on the Sefer Torah itself, as the Gemara implies from the Pesukim later on. Unbelievable. And why would they put ashes on top of every person? We are like ashes. Not that we're like ashes, but it's to remember the ashes of the burnt up Yitzchak, who of course wasn't really burnt up, but Chazal say it was as if he was burnt up. My benayah, what's the difference between these two reasons? Does it have to be ashes or could it just be dirt? If it's to say that we're like dirt, so it doesn't matter whether it's ashes or dirt, but if it's to remember the ashes of Yitzchak, then it should really be ashes. Lama yotzim lebeis hakfaros. Why would they go out to the cemeteries? Really? Where does it say they went out to the cemeteries? So Rashi writes, doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but in the Yerushalmi it says they go to the cemeteries. And based on the Yerushalmi, the Babel here is asking why they went out to the cemeteries. Unbelievable. The Maritz Chayas proves from this Gemara that the Bavli, the Yushalmi, was written before the Bavli, because the Bavli here is quoting from the Yushalmi without saying it. The Rif says that in Erevin Adaf Kovdal that the Yushalmi was actually completed before the finishing of the Bavli, because the Gemara is asking why would they go out to the cemetery, which the Bavli doesn't mention. It's only Yushalmi. The Rit for the Meiri write, no. The Gemara just knew it. It's not from the Yushami. The Gemara just knew that they had a minute to go to the cemeteries. So the Rambam and the Ritva write, they used to go to the cemetery after davening. The Ritva explains, Dover Pashat, that they wouldn't go to the cemeteries to daven there because you're not allowed to daven in a cemetery because of Loeg Larush. So it means they'd go to the cemetery afterwards. Take a look in Tosfos. Tosfos says, from here we have Yotzen Lebeis HaKvaros, Mikan Noagin, there's a minute to go to cemetery on Tisha B'Av. Shari Tisha B'Av habitainis tzibur k'moshay osin mipnei ha-geshamim. Just like we used to do it. Every single Tisha B'Av, I have the privilege, I have the minute of going to visit the kever of the three boys, Eyal, Gilad, and Naftali. My holy brother-in-law, Rabbi Benevitz from Israel, always takes us to do that. There is a minute to go to cemeteries. Of course, now I also visit my father's kever. I'm always in Israel on Tisha B'Av. But there is a minute on Tisha B'Av to go to the cemeteries. And again, the idea is, now, why is there a minute to go to the cemeteries? So the Gemara here says that, let's see. So, Lama Yotzin Lebeis HaKfaros, Pligi Bar, I believe, Racham, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Harayonu Chashim Lefanach Kemesim. We, trying to do tshuva, we're so bad, we're so low, we're admitting that we're so low, we're like dead people. That's our chashivos. If we don't do tshuva. So it's really as a way to remind us to do tshuva. V'chad amar k'dei sheyivakshu aleinu meisim rachmim, so that the dead people should daven for us. Now again, it doesn't mean we're davening to the dead people. Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to daven to dead people. And furthermore, the Gemara Bracha says that the dead people don't know what's going on with the live people. However, since we're telling them that, and we're davening about them, so then they do know. So says Tosus and Sota. So again, the idea is to remember the Yom HaMisa, or to daven on behalf of the Mesim, And again, we don't daven to Mason, but we daven on behalf of the Mason that their neshamas should have an aliyah. And hopefully that could be a schus for us as well. My benayo, ikibenayo, kivrei akam. The difference is, if you go to a cemetery of non-Jewish people, so they're not going to daven for you, but it'll still be maskir you, the Yom HaMisa. Now, once the Gemara is talking about machloks in between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina, there's another one that has nothing to do with our Gemara. My har hamoriah. Why was the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash and the mountain where the Akedah was, why is it called Har HaMoriah? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar har sheyotze bimenu hora'a liYisrael. It's the mountain where teaching Torah comes out to the Jewish people, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki mitzion teitze Torah. In the Lishkas HaGazis, that's where the Sanhedrin sat in Pasuk and Halachas for Klal Yisrael. Chad amar, so it's hora'a. Chad amar har sheyotze bimenu mora lov dikachavim, that the non-Jews became scared of that mountain. That because the Beis HaMikdash was built and that caused Klal Yisrael to have leadership and rulership over the nations of the world. There are some Rishonim that say Har HaMoriah is a reference to Har Sinai, because that's where the non-Jews started hating us from. Most people say that that's not the Pshat, because there are Beferish Psukim that refer to Har HaMoriah as being in Yerushalayim. So it doesn't sound like HaMoriah is Harsina. Harsina is clearly not in Israel. Hazakin Jemen Omer Lefen Divrei Kivushin. So the mission said that the elder would say Musar to them. Tanu Rabbanan Yesh Zakein Omer Zakein Vim Lav Omer Chacham. So most of the Rishonim understand over here that the best thing is to have a Zakein who is a Chacham. If you don't have a Zakein who's a Chacham, so then you say the Chacham. Vim Lav Omer Adam Shel Tzura. If not, you want to get somebody. Rashi says Adam Shel Tzura means somebody who's tall. So say Rashi Tos. Ask the Marsha. What do you mean? Just because the guy's tall, people are going to listen to him? So the Yalkut HaMeiri answers that, no, we find a few places that there is chashivus for someone who's tall. The Gemara says that someone, to join the Sanhedrin, you had to be tall and wise. Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadi Beis, or Lamed Beis, it's too small for me to tell the difference. I think it's Tzadi Beis. Ein HaShechina Shore El HaChacham Gibor Asher Ubal Koma. That the Shechina is only somebody who's tall. The Meiri explains that a person who's a Baltsura doesn't mean he's tall. No, it just means that he's Baltsura, that he's a person who people respect. The Rush explains he's a Taman Chacham, just not as much as a Chacham. So says Rashi Mori Katan. There are different explanations here. Interesting. Says the Gemara, Atu Zakin Dekarmi Afagav Delav Chacham Hu. I'm Rabbi, so what do you mean? Zakein is someone who's not a chacham. I'm Rabbi Hachakamer. Im yesh zakein vehu chacham, omer zakein hu chacham. Im lav, omer chacham. Im lav, omer adam shel tzura. Like we said before. Now, what would he say? Achenu, lo sak v'tainis garmim, wearing the sackcloth and fasting doesn't change any gzera. Ela tshuva ma'asim tovim garmim. The actual tshuva ma'asim tovim is what changes. Okay, what's in about Sheninve? We find by Nimish lo nemar ben v'yarlim nasakam v'stainisam. Hashem didn't see the sackcloth and the tainus and changed the decree. Ella, v'ayalkim esmaseyem ki shavu b'darcham arah. They changed their ways. V'ayiskasu sakim ha'odom v'abehema. My habe avde. What did they do to make the behemas do tshuva? What was the behemas? Asrei ha'behemas l'chud v'esavlodus l'chud. They used to separate the animals from their children. Whoa. Amru l'fan v'ribon shalom im ein atam arachim aleinu einan marachim al elu. If you're not going to have mercy on us, so we're not going to have mercy on the animals. What is this, a threat? A threat to the Ribbono Shlom? The Marsha says it's not really nice to do that. Actually, the Ben Yoyada says it's a chutzpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. So the Ben Yoyada explains that what this means is, not Chas V'Shalom that they were threatening Hashem, but they're saying, what they meant to say was, since behemoths were made to serve man, so. If you're not going to be merachem on us, so we don't really have a need for these animals because we're not going to be able to live. Usually, the reason we have animals is that we should live. But if we're not going to live, so we have no need for the animals. They called out to Hashem. It says by Nineveh, they called out to Hashem with strength. My amr amr from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Olav she'enu olav tzadik for Russia. Mi nidchem mipnei me. You have a lot of patience for us. When there's an issue between someone who has patience, someone who doesn't have patience, or between a tzaddik and a rasha, who usually gets pushed off for who? Usually the tzaddik who has patience and he is willing to tolerate bizyonis people making fun of him, so he's going to win. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the tzaddik of the world, so you should tolerate our bizyonis. The king said everyone should do tshuva and repent from the gezel that was in their hands. Even if you stole a beam and you built it into your house, you should disassemble the whole house and give back the beam to its owner, even though that's against the halacha. A person who has the avera of gezel and he admits the avera, ve'eino chozer ba. Two opinions in the Rishon on what this means. Either he doesn't give back the gezel, or he just says he's mizvada, but he doesn't actually change his ways. He doesn't actually stop stealing. It's two opinions. Ve'eno gomer b'libo lazov. That's the smag has a different girsa. Right? Rashi says it means if you don't give back the gezel. The smag says it means if you don't actually change your ways. L'mahu domer la'adam sh'tofi sheretz b'yado, a person holding a dead bug, sh'afil tovo chol meimas shvalom, even do all the tefillahs and the mikvahs in the world, lo also lo tefillah. You don't count, the tefillah and mikvah doesn't count. Zrok or miyado, but if you get rid of the sheretz, kevin sh'tovo v'abar msa, even just 40 sam, yad also lo tefillah. Sh'nemar omodev v'ozev yerucham. If a person admits, you have to admit the sin, and then you have to leave the sin, right? Kabbalah ala asid. You'll be mercy. You'll have mercy. V'omer, nisal v'avinu l'kabayim elkel b'ashamayim. We will take our hearts in our hands, meaning that we'll clean our hands. Aside from the hearts, we have to also have clean hands, and then we'll have tshuva. So the Baal Tfila has to be an old person, and he's got to know the davening. Even if there's a wise elderly person, it's got to be someone who knows the davening well. He's not going to make mistakes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitupol. He should have little kids. Ve'ein lo, and he doesn't have money for them. Ve'yesh lo yegia basada. Guy works hard for his living. So he needs Hashem. He needs the rain. Ubeso rekam. His house is empty. Upirko naya. Meaning he has a clean record of youth. Like he wasn't bad in his youth. Ve'shafal berech. He's a humble person. Umarutza la'am. And he's somebody who wants, everybody wants to daven. Right? By Yom Kippur, Yom Naram also. It says in Shulchan Aruch, just to have these criteria for a person davening for the Yamin. V'yeshlo ni'ima. It's got to be somebody who has a nice voice. He has a nice nigin. V'kolo arev. So first of all, he has good nigunim. V'kolo arev. And he has a nice voice. U'baki l'gros taravim k'suvim. He's got to know the psukim in Tanakh well. Lishnos b'medesh v'alachas v'agadus. U'baki b'chol habrachos kulan. He's got to know halacha, and he's got to be baki. So if you could find a chazan who has all these things, good luck. But you're supposed to at least have one of these things. It says, the Mepharshim say the most important is they be merutza l'kol, that the kol wants him to represent them. The Yehavu be'rabana naiba Rabbi Yitzchak Barami. Apparently Rabbi Yitzchak Barami, he was a great shliach tzibur, and everybody said he was a great example of a shliach tzibur. This is very important that their tshuva is written about chazanim that have nice voices, but they're not as much yirei shamayim. So that's a problem, that sometimes people just want to have a chazan that's a nice voice. The Gemara here says having a nice voice, it's important. It's one criteria, but it's not the most important criteria. And the tshuva Suram write, the Rashba writes in the tshuva. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Somebody asked him, is a shliach tzibur allowed to sing nice nigunim so that people should hear his beautiful voice? He answered that it depends on the kavanah slave. If he's happy in his heart that he could help people daven better, so then that's okay. But if the simcha comes because people should see how beautiful voice he has, that's terrible. That's gaiva, and that's not appropriate. So we have to be careful about the chazanim who just sing because they want everybody to hear their nice voice. Says Gemara, "Hainu mitupol ve'inlo v'hainu beisor reikum." Isn't that the same thing? Rav Chista, "Zeu shebeisor reikum min ha'avera." Oh, it means his house is empty from avera. So Pirko, no, what does that mean? I'm by Zeshelo Yotza Ola Shem Rabbi Alduso. That he has a squeaky clean record from high school, right, from elementary school. Like he didn't mess up in his childhood. Ha'isali nachalosi ka'ari bayar nasna alai bekola al kain snesia. My nasna alai bekola. So this is another drasha about a chazan that's not a good chazan. What's nasna alai bekola? Amar zech ratovi amar rav amila amar b'chaim amar leza zeshliach tzibur she'eno hagun hayor lefe'ateva. When they put up a chazan who's not appropriate and he davens, So on this last set of seven fast days, they would say 24 brachos, 18 regular ones and 6 extra ones. Hani sheish sheva havyan. Doesn't the Mishnah list 7 of them? Kedistan ala shviyas omer baruch rachamayitz. Amar nachman yitzak. My shviyas la aruka. It's the 7th of the long ones because the first one was gal yisrael. Kedistanya. But gal yisrael marich. Uvachosam omer mishnah list avram avinu maramir yaneschem yishma kol tachin yom zeh baruch gal yisrael. Vehein onen achrav amen. Vechazam kaz omer lem tiku b'nei aron tiku. Lo tkiya trua tkiya. That's the second. Do trua tkiya trua. By one they would do tkiya trua tkiya. By the other one they would do trua tkiya trua. Most Rishonim learn that way. That's outside based on which have a Migdash Enu Kane. They wouldn't say Amen in the Migdash, which ain't on an Amen Migdash. They would say Baruch Shen Kvod Malchus Olam Vayah. They would not say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim point out only the Brachos and Tefillah they wouldn't say Amen, but other Brachos you would say Amen even in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Shita Mekubetzes. You might think that al kol brachos kun lo te'ela tehila achas. Talmud Lomer Umaromim al kol bracha utila al kol bracha tein lo tila. So not just every single bracha you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. Ve'al b'migdash ma'o Omer Baruch Shem Elokim Elokeisim Menolam Yadal Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. Ve'heinon in achor Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lolam Vard in the Migdash. Ve'chazan kez Omer Lehem Tiku Ha'konim B'nei Aaron Tiku. Ve'chozer ve'omer Mishan Esavim Baruch Mi'hu Yaneschem Yishma Kol Tachasim Yom Azeh. As we said before, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zochar Anishkachos, right? After you finish the first bracha, then it'll be the next bracha. Zochar Anishkachos, right? Zichronos. Ve'edon Achav Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor Lom Vayet. V'chazan Kazom Alem Hariu Akonim B'nei Aron Hariu. V'gabi would say Blow Shofar. V'chulu, etc. V'chein M'chol Bracha Bracha. V'achasom R'taku. One of them was Tkiya Trua Tkiya. V'achasom Hariu was Trua Tkiya Trua. Ad Shagomer Skulan. They had the same meaning there in Tzipori and Sichni. No, saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and not Amen, that's only in Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that in Tzipori and Sichni. They got upset at that. The Istamri, some say, another Raisa, that not only did they extend the six brachas, also Gal Yisrael got extended. Kedisanya, Omer Lefneim Esrim. The arba brachos shmona esher shebchal yom u'mosalim od sheish ve'osan sheish heichan omen bein goal l'rofei chole. They would say the extra six between Gal Yisrael and Rifainu u'marach b'geula. But Gal Yisrael also the seventh, the first one also had an extension. Heinon achav amin al kol bracha bracha. V'kachay non b'gvul avul migdash hayom brach shem l'kei yisrael min alam v'adalam brach Gal Yisrael v'lohay on achav amin v'chol kach lama. Like we said, And they would blow. Valashnia, same thing as we would. Bryce is just repeating what we said before. Alashnia hu omer baruch shem lokei yisrael min olam v'ad olam. Baruch zocheh nishkachos. Ve'enon achav baruch shem kvod machzor olam v'ad. V'chazan ha'zom hariyu b'nei aron hariyu. Trua tkiya trua. V'omer mishan asav v'sein al yam suvi yana eschem yishma kol sachan yam hazeh. V'hem marim tokun marim. They would do trua tkiya trua. V'chein b'chol baruch hu baruch ha. Ba'achas omer toku. The first baruch will be tkiya trua tkiya. U'v'achas omer hariyu will be trua tkiya trua. Until you finish all them. A little bit more. says the Gemara, one more line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo hayutzarch lomar zechronos v'shofros. No, he said you didn't say zechronos v'shofros. Omer Rabbi Ada, t'minyafa my time to Rabbi Yehuda, l'vishyein omer zechronos v'shofros, ella b'rash Hashanah, over Yom Kippur v'shel yovlos, over yovlos, v'shas mochama. You don't say zechronos v'shofros on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur shel yovel, and during a time of war. That's the only time you would say those things. Like we said, Shava Yovel Roshana L'Tekiyu L'Brachos. That you say Malchi and Zichronos and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah and on Yovel. Why do we say Malchi and Zichronos and Shofros on Yovel? So the Turi Evan explains, the Merlin's Gzer Shava Yovel from Rosh Hashanah as far as Tekiyos are concerned, so too the Brachos that were said in conjunction with the Tekiyos. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful day.